Hey, Anna, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing?
Hi, I'm okay. I'm so glad that you called me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Yeah, we had a holiday, you know, on Monday. So I just got back in the office today, you know. But I see they went ahead and spoke with you, right, yesterday. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. So what can I help with?
Okay, this is the issue that I have been in. I really, really, really need your help.
Okay.
I'm trying to contact Engage for me to get out from them because, honestly, they are not helping me in nothing. Then do the transfer to you guys. I spoke with Bunny yesterday, but Bunny sent me an email and it was things that I should do on the page, but that doesn't help me at all. This is what I want to talk to you. I'm trying to remove myself from Engage. But I cannot talk to nobody because I have to send a text message to the person who created my page. That's a fair problem in the first place. I need to talk to someone.
Right.
Second, I went to GoDaddy. I called, you know, the phone number from GoDaddy. Well, GoDaddy cannot give me any information because Engage created my account.
Okay.
Engage had the password. Engage had the PIN number. And I'm trying to talk to Engage, but the guy who called me was not the lady who created my page. But the guy tried to do everything that he can for me, for keep me with them.
Right.
And then, honestly, they never sent me the transfer information. Now, GoDaddy sent me an update page, a form for me to fill it out. But honestly, it's into Engage information. It's not mine, which is very frustrating because if it is my demand, why I cannot ask it to my demand?
Right. Okay.
So I want to talk to you about what is step I should follow. I really talked to, you know, them. And they say, well, the only thing that you can do maybe is talk to Engage. But I cannot even talk to a person.
Right.
It's only via text message.
No, it's frustrating for sure. Okay.
Yes.
So let me ask you, the domain, right, the website, is that like on your business cards, your T-shirts, all that stuff?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
It's awesomecleaningservice.com.
Right, which
and
is a good
I have
domain.
Even the ID. I even have the ID. You know, those, the customer's ID.
Okay. All right. Let me pull up domain tools real quick.
Okay. It's very frustrating, you know, because now,
no,
why they have
sure.
all my information? Why they create my account? Quite remember when I moved myself from you guys, you guys sent me an email very fast for me to send it to somebody else. And
right.
now, why they creating a password and things? Like that, I cannot even go to my informant.
Super frustrating. Okay, so let me see. Engage SEO. Hold on. Let me try to find this company real quick.
Okay. I appreciate that you called me back.
I got you. We'll figure it out. I know, here, let me go back into your tracking. I think they already created a website for you, but we just need you to add us on as manager to the domain so they can write. Yeah, they did. Yeah, so they already have a website ready for you. We're just kind of, we just need that domain, and then we'll be able to transfer it, like, right away.
Exactly.
So,
and that's the thing that I'm trying to do since last week. But then they sent me a guy, you know, and the guy tried to, oh, we're going to show you to go here, go there, turn it on the computer, and he started to show me all the kinds of things. I need my transfer. I don't need more information about it, you know. And then they disappear.
Dang it. Okay, and you spoke to GoDaddy, and it's under, like, it's under that company, right?
They told me, they asked me for my PIN, and I said, I don't have any PIN. And then they said, well, then I contacted the girl who did my page, and she said, well, honestly, you don't have a GoDaddy account. We create one for you. But, you want to start an email, I can set you up with the email. But the thing is, I don't need all those kinds of things. I want to transfer to make to you guys, and I don't want no problem. And I really need that information because if it's my demand, like I told GoDaddy, it's my information. Why you guys are sending information to them and I'm the owner and I don't have that information? It's not fair.
Yeah, and how long have you been with Engage?
It's just only 2 months, but unfortunately they are not helping
me. It
anymore.
Has to be your domain because it was created on December 16th, 2021, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
and I paid, you know, I paid 300 and something.
Ago, on July 19th, 2023. So that's probably when you added them on, but they shouldn't be the owner of it. Super weird. Let me see, IP location. Oh, I'm trying to find this company. Because you don't have, like, a contact number for them, huh?
I have it from the lady who created my my information. But I guess, like I say, when I call, it doesn't go to a person. It's a message or email.
Okay.
I can send her email, you know, and I can send you the their phone number, but they say by text message only. And that's the frustration that I have.
Okay. Let me see here. Give me a second.
Okay.
Action needed. Delegate access to your website domain. Okay, so hold on. Okay, so when you go into GoDaddy, so you don't have, like, account information, right? Like, you're not able to log in. Okay.
Yes, they said it's a wrong password and wrong PIN. So I contact her, I send her an email, and then she said, oh, Anna, it's because you don't have an account with them. We create one for you.
Okay.
But I say, but why they not send me, you know, information? Okay, Anna, just in case, you know, you need to go to the GoDaddy. This is your information. This is your password. This is your PIN number.
Okay. So when you, because the domain was created 12/16/2021. So did you purchase that domain initially? Like, was that
Well,
you?
Everybody's telling me that it belonged to me because when I transferred from BrainWrap, to Engage, they make me pay $300 and something.
Right, which should give you ownership of the domain. So what happened after that? Did you have to add them as manager? Or?
No, I never see it. So supposedly BrainWrap sent it to me, and from me sent it to Engage, but it never came to me. It went straight to Engage. So I don't even know how it looks. Now, I remember when I have you guys sent it to my email. And I tried to find that email, and I can't. But I remember that you guys sent me an email with that information.
Okay. So, hold on. Let me look through our emails real fast. Give me a second.
Okay. And I think it was like 2 years ago.
3 years ago.
Right.
Okay.
Two. Maybe two.
Here, I have a list of all the emails that were ever sent to you. So if it's in here, it's going to be in here. So give me one second. Let me just look through this thing.
Okay. Maybe that's the easy way to go because I remember you guys sent it to me and then I sent it to BrainWrap.
Okay. That probably is the easiest way to go. So give me one second here for... I don't know why they would make you... it's crazy, but give me one second here. Let me just find this. I don't know why, because you would have been the owner of the domain, so I'm not sure why BrainWrap took the ownership and then made you pay $300. Like, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
But
yep.
Give me one sec. Let me go through these emails. Learn how to get more reviews.
I can't wait to go to you guys completely. You're not 100% don't have...
Right.
One thing in here, the other one there, and I'm trying to do this since last week.
For sure. Review your new custom website. My site custom is live. Okay. No, so that's not it. Hold on, let me go back to 2 here. Thank you. update request. Hold on. Why are you not pulling up for me? Special offer for you.
And the thing, I have a tablet, and I mean a laptop, but this laptop is not taking me 2 years, you know, like, Sony showed me only like 15 emails, and that's it.
Right, right. It's like, it's showing me the emails, but it's not letting me pull them up for some reason. Hold on. Let me go into, okay, paid. Oh, these are for the leads. Okay, give me a second here. Find out there was like a transfer, right?
Yeah. Because I do remember that I received that email, and I'm looking and looking, and I do remember that I even submitted forward to Bandramp.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not in there. Hold on. Let me see the initial package you signed up for way back when. Analyzing commercial and residential splash page needed. Okay. Billing information. Well, I'm just going through all the notes, okay? One quick
okay,
second.
Okay, take your time.
Yeah, I got you. All right, let's see. Images updated. Okay. Kelly, give me a sec. I'm just going through all the notes, like, from the beginning. That way I don't miss it, you know? So I'm trying. Like, my thing is, the easiest would be, like, okay, if I can find those login credentials for you, then bam, you know? Like, it should be easy breezy. but I'm trying to see if I see that, you know. So just give me one quick second here.
I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm going to my computer, but it's not like having a big computer, you know.
The good thing is with our system, it has like all the notes in here from the beginning. So I'm just reviewing them, and let me see. And I walked her through how to client trouble accepting invite. Okay. So this was 2/14/2023. It should have been before then, though. So when you signed up with us, and we'll be able to find this, like I'm gonna probably have to submit this to our website team, but when you signed up with us, you signed up like we purchased your domain for you. Is that correct? Or
I don't remember that, but you guys was the I started with you guys. You were like my first.
Okay.
I started with you guys.
Okay, so there was probably a domain, because let me see what domain they have right now. Give me a second here.
Okay.
But obviously this will be, see, the domain I see is lawsoncleaningservicetx.com.
Yes, this is how I start.
Okay, that's how you start. Okay, so that's the domain through us. So you signed up with Brand Rep, I'm assuming, and they got you a new domain, lawsoncleaningservice.com, and that's the one you want, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But
okay.
I remember you guys sent me all the information from you by email, and I just forward to them, you know, and then that's it.
Okay. All right. So this is what I'm going to have to do, because I don't see in any of the notes that we purchased that particular domain for you. So what might be the issue is Brand Rep purchased it. They transferred it, but they might have transferred it instead of to you, to the wrong company, you know? So, the TX.com, that one's good to go, right? Like, we can promote that, like, ASAP. But in terms of the one that you want, that's going to have to be something that I'm going to have our website team call just to make sure that, you know, we didn't purchase that and send it to send you the credentials. Because if they have them, that's golden, you know? But... I'm not seeing it in our system here, but it's something I don't typically deal with, so I might be missing it, you know? Okay, so I'm submitting over for a website call. I'm going to put in here to the notes, okay, on the call. So expect it from our 877 number. It'll probably be Celine calling you, which I know you already spoke with her before.
Which is good. It's good if it's Celine, because dealing in Spanish is making it much easier for me. She's helping me with the website. And I'm trying to talk to her, but I always get somebody else calling me. Something that I want to tell you before I forget, I have an MRI appointment. They will do it from 1:30 to 3:30, I think it is. It's going to be like a 2-hour thing. So if she can call me after 4 o'clock Texas time or after 3:30, I may be done by then.
Okay.
Or
so
she can
I
call me tomorrow.
Only appointment. Let's book an appointment for tomorrow. So the earliest one she has tomorrow is 10:30, and she has as late as 2:30 tomorrow. The rest of them are booked. We do have slots in between, too. So what time tomorrow works best for you?
Let's do it at 2:30. We can have a big house tomorrow, too.
Okay, 2:30?
Let's do it at 2:30.
Okay, so you're going to get an email calendar invite in just one second here, okay? It'll say my site appointment, okay? And 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder, too, okay?
Okay. Now, a question for you, Daniel. Do you think that if I call Brain Wrap, maybe they can send me that information?
I would talk to her first, you know. I'd talk to her first. If you have time today, I mean, you can definitely do it. It doesn't hurt to call and ask. But I would see from her just to see what her recommendation is, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, because so much to call all over the place and get no results.
Exactly. Get confused, you know, everybody get confused. This is what I want. And this is the thing that the problem that I have, you know, right now, because I send a text message to Suzanne, for example, that I want to talk to her. Then somebody else call me. Then I have to explain myself to somebody else.
Right.
Like I just
right.
recorded and sent me to Bonnie, but honestly,
Bonnie
right
just
now
does
I need
Google guaranteed,
understand.
So that's Google guaranteed
exactly.
only. So you need to speak to Celine regarding the website, is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Well, I went ahead and sent it over to her. I'll notate it completely. That way you don't have to repeat yourself. Like, she should be fully aware
please.
Of the situation. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. If she called me today, and if I answer, fine. If not, she can call
okay.
me tomorrow.
So I'm going to keep in there then the client needs contact request, but if she's not able to get to it today, she'll call. I have you in for an appointment tomorrow at 2:30. Okay?
Okay. How is the patient doing with what you guys are doing?
Everything's on track.
Mapping.
Yeah, everything's on track from what I can see. You know, so that's all firing on all cylinders. It's really just that website, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The loss and cleaning service tx.com, I know that one's good to go, but obviously I know you want it on the other domain. So that's what we got to figure out for you. You know,
it's just I don't want to have so many things, you
right.
know, I don't want to
no,
update .com and then TX, and you
yeah.
know, I want to have one thing, very organized, everything, like that, and make it easy even for people to find it, you know what I mean?
No, 100%, 100%, I mean,
and
we, part of what we do is we would make it all on that specific domain, but if
mm-hmm.
you want the without the TX, right, we got to figure that out, where you have your login credentials, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they have those for you. If not, because I don't see that we purchased you that domain initially. So it might have been
mm-hmm.
Brand Rep that purchased it, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I'll have Celine look at it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And another question I know. Oh, and you told me then the page, to keep the page, the map and all that. I'm not mm-hmm. supposed to pay extra, right, to have the...
No,
the new
no,
page
no. They're doing the claim process
right
now. So they're mm-hmm. going to get you ownership of your map section. We're going to be
mm-hmm.
added on as a manager. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right, great. Right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So thank you so much, and I can't wait for all of this come together, and I can start receiving phone calls from
right. Once
from
it goes,
customers.
It's
going to
be amazing, Anna. So we'll get this rolling for you. I'm sorry you got to call all these places, and, I mean, it's unfortunate. But I'll put the notes, and hopefully Celine has a good recommendation to get everything rolling fastly for you.
Great.
Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, Anna. Pleasure speaking
you
with
have
you.
Have a nice day.
You too. You too. Have a great rest of your day. All right.
You too. Bye.